Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad you're here because we got a lot of work to do here. We got a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to learn, some couple of really interesting people to meet this hour. First up, we got Leslie Grossman, as I promised you. Leslie is a member of our Brain Trust, has been now for several years. It's just been too long since we've had her back on the show, and that's our fault. We're not going to let that happen again. Leslie Grossman is she's an entrepreneur. She ran her own business for a number of years. It was a PR marketing firm. She also is the author of Sellsation, How Companies Can Capture Today's Hottest Market, when she's talking about the women's business owner market. And now she's running another organization called Women's Leadership Exchange. And she's really focusing on helping women have more success in the marketplace. And she's our good friend, Leslie Grossman. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm so delighted to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. Now, I learned something about you, though, recently that I don't think I knew before.
What's that?
You apparently, several years ago, went long on platinum and then decided to make the market to fit your long position in platinum. Is that right?
I wish that was totally true, but...
What's the deal with you and platinum? What is this?
Well, actually, that was a few years back when gold was king and nobody even remembered what platinum was anymore.
Right.
I talked to the Platinum Guild, which is an international organization, and they wanted to try to bring platinum back into fashion.
Only a woman would think of the platinum industry would turn to a woman and say, look, the only way to get this going is if you'll help us make women want this for their wedding rings.
Exactly.
And so surely, Leslie, if you believed in yourself, surely at that point you went long platinum, didn't you? Tell me, why didn't you call me and tell me to go long and platinum?
Listen, I know, and you know, I'm going to make sure I let you know the next time I do that with another medal.
I want to keep up with whatever you're doing, because whatever you're doing, I want to go long in that.
Thank you.
Anyway, but that's, I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. By the way, my wife's wedding ring is in platinum.
She's right in style.
It's a wonderful medal. It's beautiful, right?
Absolutely.
I got extra points for that, too, by the way, Leslie. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
Leslie, you spent a lot of years working on advocating for women business owners. Why do women need – I don't know anybody out there who are advocating for men business owners. Why do women need someone like you?
Well, you know, that it's so true, Jim. And really, when we started back in 2002, the need was tremendously great. It continues to be. The thing with women is we are so overwhelmed that we, you know, we're between our businesses, our personal lives, our families. We take on more than we really should. But we need to, because somebody's got to do it. And the guys are helping too. The men are helping too. But it still has continued to be a woman's responsibility, or most women take it on as a responsibility. So what happens is women don't make the time to network and get out there and learn what they need to learn for their businesses.
Even though nobody's better at it than women.
Well, that's a very kind thing for you to say.
It's the truth.
But,
it's
you truth. Know, look, men and women are both good at a lot of things. We go about things differently because our brains are different. But you know, the thing is this, we started advocating for women specifically because of the fact that they didn't have much time. And we try to figure out ways to make them be more successful in business with less time, because they are spreading their time everywhere.
Right.
And so that's how we started with the conferences years ago, live conferences, which we then, as you know, most recently segued into doing a virtual conference,
right.
So they didn't even have to leave their house.
Right, they can do it in their bunny slippers, huh?
That's right, but let me just say this, Jim. We want men to be part of that. We're not excluding men. We always welcome men to our conferences and to the virtual
summit because we
need to do business together.
Well, exactly, and I tell men that, you know, whenever I'm going to do an interview like this on women, I tell them, you know, be sure to tune in, guys, because we got to know what these women are up to. But, you know, Leslie, a couple of things that I've observed in my long career, and boy, howdy, have I supported women on this show. I mean, I've done so many issues. I mean, so many interviews on this topic, and probably fully half of my Brain Trust members are women. But the thing is there are things, back to what you're saying about women in time, there are three or four things there that are involved there. One is women have a hard time saying no, more than men have a hard time saying no, especially when it's people that they care about. They're the nurturers. They want everybody to be happy. Men, as the ladies in my life have told me, men have an incredible ability to get their needs met. And so men are more likely, if women will do it, we'll let them do it. But there's another thing, though, that I've been proposing. I'd like your thoughts on this. I've asked other women this question. One of the things that I think women should need to learn how to do to give themselves more time is to quit managing things that are in front of them and thinking that managing them is enough and being proud of themselves when they're managing things really well. Quit managing problems and solve those problems and get them off your table. Get them off your desk. Get rid of them. That's what men do more than anything. We solve them and get rid of them. And I think women spend too much time managing them instead of solving them. What do you think? Is that a fair assessment?
I do think that's a fair assessment. Women tend to want to get involved in all the details. And they're not so good at really even signing them to other people to handle, which is another part of what you're saying.
Right. That's exactly right. You know why? Because more than men, I think, women think, well, it won't be like I want it to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could be
housework. It could be the way the clothes are folded, whatever.
That's right. I mean, they tend to be perfectionists and feel that they're the only one that can do it as good as they can do it.
And aren't those self-imposed standards many times? And isn't that part of the problem?
It is, definitely, and it is self-imposed. You really got it in a nutshell, Jim. And
you know, we say this is tough love we're talking here. This is nothing but encouraging women to recognize this, and because men will let you do whatever you'll do.
That's right. Men will delegate.
I admit that.
yeah, they will delegate, and even if it isn't 100%, if it's 90%, that just might be good enough. And I think that's what we have to stop doing, because if we could accept what other people do, that it's not going to be as perfect as we do, but you know what? We'll get more done.
Well,
Leslie, be more successful.
I talk about seek excellence, not perfection.
I'm with you.
Stand by. Here, quick break, folks. Right back with Leslie Grossman after these messages. We got some more information to talk about her events coming up that you can attend. It's free, too, by the way.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. It's Terry Stafford. Welcome back. I'm Jim Lassenkane. Thanks for being here. Having a great visit with our good friend Leslie Grossman. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. All the other things that you can do there. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we got something that will help you there. And also, don't forget the poll question. We have every week we have a different poll question on the homepage, and I hope you'll go there and look and see what it is and answer the question. And when you answer our question, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far compared to your answer, for example. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I want Leslie Grossman. Leslie, tell us how we can find you online. Tell us how we can find your series you got another one coming up. This week, another one coming up next week, and you got a special offer for folks too, don't you?
I sure do, and they can find Women's Leadership Exchange at womensleadershipexchange.com, and if you click on the virtual summit, which was the first conference done for women online, and men, by the way, invited too, it's click on there, and it was held in May, but it's been archived. So you can get all the great information, and because you are a listener of Jim's show, the Small Business Advocate, we are making it available free between now and the end of the month to visit it and hear Jim, who's going to be our guest on Wednesday, August 25th, and he's going to be chatting. I'm really excited about that. So if they come
they
to
may the, actually like that better, because the way we're going to do it, we're just going to type it, right? We're going to just do a little, like, it's going to be like an instant message kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And we actually
they might like my typed words better than my voice.
Well, it's kind of a fun experience, and people can type in. They can be less shy about asking a question.
They don't know I can type.
They're going to find out, right? But anyway, so you're going to be there August 25th. So
yep. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. So guys and ladies, show up and harass me a little bit at the program. Now, the free offer, is that just for next Wednesday?
That is actually, they can sign up anytime starting tomorrow through then, and they will be able to come on Wednesday and hear you free, and also visit all over the summit. And all they have to do is when they register at the at womensleadershipexchange.com, they put in the code Jim, J-I-M-S-B-A, Small Business Advocate.
Jim S-B-A. Okay, that's the code word.
That's the code.
That's your password, basically.
Exactly.
You'll ask for their email address.
Right, and they'll put it in, and then they'll be sent a password to use to get in.
Yeah. So and that's free, folks, and that's next Wednesday at 1:00 Eastern.
That's right, August 25th.
Yeah.
And then they can listen, they can chat with you and stay on and go all over the summit and hear people like Arianna Huffington and Edie Wiener, the futurist, and it's a lot of fun, a whole new experience.
Well, check it out, folks, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing from some of you on that day, too, from the show. Leslie, give us that website again, please.
Womensleadershipexchange.com. That's with a plural. Women.
Right. Exchange. Women's. It's plural. Women's, right? It's women's with an S, like a possessive, but without the apostrophe, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, womensleadershipexchange.com. Now, Leslie, talk to us about what's left to be done. What's left to be done to help women move forward in the marketplace? I mean, the female business sector is growing like crazy already. Is there anything left to do?
Oh, well, the thing that's left to do is really women understanding that they need to be out there networking, connecting, supporting each other, as well as male business owners, to kind of, just like, you know how in the corporate world, the old thing was the woman gets to the top and doesn't help the other women move up.
Right, I've heard that.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? In the small business world, women also have to help each other's small businesses.
Why do you think that is?
Why do you think they don't?
You know, sometimes I've heard women say, I've heard waitresses say they don't like to wait on women. What's going on there, Leslie?
I know. It's just something that goes
now, this isn't
back.
Me saying this. This is other women have said this.
I've heard it, too, and I continue to hear it. And there is something that happens when women are growing up. There's a competitiveness as little girls that somehow some of them just don't lose.
Well, you know what I'd like? I have a name for it.
What's that name?
The solution. I have a name for the solution.
What is it?
Because this is something that men have.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, you need to get this. Chivalry.
Chivalry.
Men, if you think about chivalry, chivalry wasn't something King Arthur concocted. Chivalry is a common respect among men. It's not just about laying a coat down in the puddle for a woman. That's politeness. That's, you know, that's part of chivalry. But there's a chivalry among men that's just there. And I think that's something that I've never said this to anybody else before, Leslie, but I thought about it a lot. And I think that women should think about developing their own kind of chivalry. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I've been telling women for years, men can compete. They can even have a fight, and after it's over, they forget about it, and they support each other, and they help each other.
That's chivalry.
That's chivalry.
Yeah.
And women, when they have a disagreement, or if they're competitive, they don't get over it.
It lasts forever.
It lasts forever, and that's very dangerous, and such a shame.
Work on that chivalry thing. Let's do that together, Leslie.
I agree. A partnership on it.
Thank you for being here, Leslie. Womensbusinessexchange.com.
Women's
Leadership. Sorry about that. Womensleadershipexchange.com. Go ahead and check it out, folks. Leslie, thanks for being here. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.